Thank you very kindly, Denny. Can't believe it, I've been practicing this speech all day. When I seen Mike go, and all the things that's been said about what Mike has done previously, I'm going to cut mine short and to the quick and tell it like it is. But before I do, I got to share with you, when Mike and Patty first came to town in 1998, they end up buying a home right next to my backyard, and we were neighbors for a long time. And let me share with you how I finally met them. They had a dog, and if I remember right, Mike and Patty, that dog was a beagle, wasn't it?
Yep.
My memory's still there. Anyway, for years, Mike has always been a very early riser. I mean, between 5 and 6 o'clock, and I think it's still going on. But anyway, you could write it on a bathroom wall that that beagle would go out, open that door and go out, and Mike would put him on his back porch. You remember that, Mike? And he barked like you wouldn't believe. In fact, it got going so long, I finally threw my alarm clock out the window. I didn't need that alarm clock anymore. Now, I'll tell you what, Mike, it's been a real enjoyable time. And I can't say enough of what you've done for the hospital here, the awards have shown it, and by the way, the people underneath this roof helped him get that awards. You can't believe how proud this city is of this hospital. And to share that with you a little bit, I remember back very long ago, they had the change in the guard. Dr. Faber retired, Dr. Dornbos retired, Dr. Duncan retired, Dr. Powell retired. And Mike, with his leadership and work, he started actually going out and trying to find new positions or new physicians that would move in to the hospital here. Mike called me one day, and he said, "Mayor, I need some help." And I said, "What do you need, Mike?" He said, "Well, you know, we're recruiting new doctors in here." And he said, "I would like to have you give them a tour of the town, them and their families, while they're here." And so I agreed, and you know, I follow people, follow through to see what kind of leadership they've done. And so anyway, he had it all arranged. The people would come in, or the doctors would come in and have their visit here, and we had a lunch over at Four Brothers. Remember that, Mike?
Sure.
And the reason for that was a great opportunity for me to find out really what their hobbies were or what they liked. And mine was primarily around quality of life, of what I was looking at, of what we had here in town, to encourage him to come in. But anyway, I had the opportunity to be involved in Dr. Aquino, was the first one, Dr. Oden, and Dr. What's that neighbor's of mine name? Yeah, Dr. Gia. I had the opportunity to take them around town, and the tour took about an hour and a half. Great time. And anyway, it's amazing because I always took them out here west of town, or north of town, because that's quite an area out there when they start looking for housing. And I take them out to that end of town, that addition out there, right south of Sini, out there in that area, and on the golf course. And by the way, Mike and Patty had, in the meantime, had bought a beautiful home on the number 2 green out there. Well, as I was taking these people around, I just pointed out and said, "Well, that's where Mike Donlan and his wife live." And would you believe today, Dr. Aquino lives out there, Dr. G lives out there, Dr. Oden lives out there. Talk about follow through and job. He did a good job. I even bought a popcorn stand out there just about a block west of him. So we're back neighbors again, Mike.
Yep.
Well, anyway, Mike, tonight, this is your day today. And we want to show you the appreciation what you've done for us in as far as the city of Lamar's. And so we've designated Mike Donlin's day-to-day through a mayor proclamation. And this is, as mayor, it's really an honor and a privilege to be able to do this on behalf of all of our citizens here in Lamar's, Iowa. And so I'd like to share that with you for just a minute and with all the people here. To all who shall see these presents and greetings, whereas Mike Donlin, well-known citizen of Lamar's, Iowa, an outstanding hospital administrator, has served this community and its people for these past 20 years. Whereas Mike Donlin has been named as one of the top critical access hospital CEOs to know. Whereas Mike Donlin has served on various boards and community organizations, including the Lamar's Dairy Area Dialysis Services, Lamar's Area Betterment Foundation, Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce, the Lamar's Business Initiative Corporation, which is known as the LBIC, the American Legion Wasmer Post 241, the Lamar's Kiwanis Club, and the Knights of Columbus. Whereas Mike Donlin continues to serve his community as an appointed member both of the Lamar's Area Dialysis Board and the Lamar's Area Betterment Foundation. Now, therefore, be it known that I, Dick Kirchhoff, Mayor of Lamar's, Iowa, do hereby proclaim November 30th, 2018 to be Mike Donlin Appreciation Day in recognition of his continued service to the citizens of Lamar's throughout these past 20 years. Given under my hand this 30th day of November in the year of 2018. Mike, would you please come forward? I personally wish you and Patty the best in the future. You people have deserved it, and enjoy it. And by the way, I certainly want to welcome our new administrator. Thank you very much.
So he's taking over his title.